Hello and welcome to another episode of Kicks and Flicks 2. Trey, how's it going?
What up?
That's all I get, huh? I just get a what up?
It's going great. I'm really excited for the people to hear this episode. We talked to Jameson Juno.
We do. We had our NBA expert analyst, Jameson Juno, on the show.
All of the above.
We did a little Am I the Asshole reading with him. We talked to NBA. Did a podium of rom-coms with him. Talked a little bit about Drake, too. Mm-hmm. It was a good show. It was a good time.
Had a great time.
All right. Well, with that, let's get to it.
Yes, sir.
Bitch, you thirsty. Please grab Sprite.
J-Mo, hello. Thank you for joining us on Kicks and Flicks.
Yeah, J-Mo, it's great to see you. I know we've been bothering you for weeks now to get you on, but you're an elusive guy. So.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Of course.
J-Mo, the enigma.
J-Mo, where does the nickname J-Mo come from?
So it all started back when I was a wee 10-year-old out at recess in third grade. We played basketball and they started calling me J-Mo for some reason. I don't know why. That just became my nickname, and just so happened that every school I've went to, there's been someone from the previous school there. And so it just follows me. I never tell people to call me J-Mo. It just ends up creeping back in.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not escapable.
Yeah.
Okay. I had people from elementary school and middle school go to high school with me. People from my high school went to Gonzaga with me. And now people from Gonzaga go to Lewis and Clark with me. So that's where we're at.
Speaking of Lewis and Clark, bro, tell the people about this program. Just tell a little bit about it, like what you're doing, because it must have been special. I mean, you abandoned us for it. So
curious ran away.
So it's a school psychology program. It's back here in Portland. Grew up in Portland. So that was a big draw coming back. I knew I wanted to end up in Portland, but more importantly, I just love the program, love the opportunities that living in Portland and then the community connections Lewis and Clark had to work within that education realm. So that kind of pulled me over.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, so J-Mo, being friends with you for years now, I know that you give out the best advice, like for a lot of just different situations. I think you give out good advice. So segments that we have on the show.
I love this segment.
So we're going to read them and we're going to be talking about them because we want your take on them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's the first one. I got my girlfriend a nice book on knitting on Friday. On Friday is Valentine's Day gift. I gave it to her early because she could have fun with it over the long weekend. We woke up this morning and I cleaned the whole house by myself so we could just relax together today while she chilled on the couch. She gave me a gift card and a card. I was going to head out the door to buy groceries for a nice breakfast to get French toast and make raspberries. She was really pissed. She said, "Don't bother." It seemed forced. I couldn't get groceries yesterday because we spent the whole day in the city. I came home with flowers, chocolates, and breakfast food. I can't buy flowers early because it's 10 degrees in our basement and they would die. I made the French toast and she ate it in the bedroom, then left to see her mom. We have been dating for 7 years. Last year, I took us out downhill skiing. Yesterday, we spent the entire day together in the city. I feel like I should have waited to give her the book. I was clear about not having any big plans this year, like last year, due to COVID and it being minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit outside. So, am I the asshole?
She want a ring like Carmelo. She don't want no damn knitting book.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's funny.
Now that you say that, they've been dating for 7 years. That's a little while. But is it cliche to give a ring on like a holiday? I'm not really.
You are, I think. Like me, I feel like I can pull that off, but I'm also kind of corny, so it kind of fits me.
Anywho, I don't. I don't think he's the asshole in the situation, but I think that they probably need to sit down and have that talk about like where this relationship is heading and kind of understand each other, because obviously there's a difference in expectations. Yeah.
Important to have that conversation. You have to know, like, what's your lady's love languages? Does she want a knitting book or does she want quality time?
Does she want to know that for 7 years?
See, that's what I would think too. But I think to keep it above, both of their gifts were whack. Like, she got him a gift card and what was it? Like,
just a card.
Just a card. If she's going to be upset with a gourmet breakfast and some some thoughtful knitting exercises, then she should probably come with something better than a Popeye's gift card.
That's fair. You take her skiing, though, the day before. Does that sway your opinion at all? Took her out at a nice date day, it sounded like?
It sways me a little bit. I don't think he's the asshole in the situation.
Okay. Yeah, that makes up for his gifts?
No.
No, not at all. You're saying it's a bad gift?
I think it's a bad gift.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like, you're together 7 years. You're kind of like, maybe she really likes knitting.
Maybe she really likes knitting.
Maybe she needed some mindfulness exercises and he was being thoughtful and gave her some.
Could be.
There you go. Okay, so none of us think that he's the asshole in this situation?
No.
No. Yeah. All right, I got one more for us. It's my 18-year-old sister's birthday today and I am 21. I invited her to my shared apartment to spend the night last night, and I'm getting her dinner and cupcakes and all that stuff. I let her sleep on the couch in the upstairs living room, where my room is. I woke up this morning and left my room and immediately got hit with BO smell. Like, it's managed to sink its way all of the upstairs space and the stairs going downstairs. For some reason, hygiene has been an issue for her for a while, because sometimes she actively grumbles all the time about having to go shower and whatnot. I understand she struggled with mental illness and so have I. So I know how that can affect hygiene, but it smells so strong and my roommate works upstairs during weekdays. So I'm going to have to figure out how to make the smell go away before tomorrow. I feel bad because it's her birthday and I don't want to be a jerk, but at the same time, she's 18 now. I feel like she should be able to recognize when it's time to hop in the shower. So would I be the asshole for gently telling her to take a shower?
No.
No.
No, but I will say, if you know she has a history of mental illness, and like you have noticed those signs, maybe you should have that deeper conversation about like, hey, like, how's it going, to see where they're at, and then kind of lean into that conversation about like hygiene, and like also show your empathy and understanding that you know that it can be hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even if like you just want to lightly like give her the reminder, like, hey yo, we the shower, you don't need to use the shower, right? Like, at least casually hint at it, and then like if she doesn't pick up on the hint, you could be more like, hey, I need you to hop in the shower before we go to your thing. And then post birthday festivities, you can have that conversation as to not ruin her whole day.
Right.
Or also you could be like, oh yeah, like grab dinner, let's go get all like ready, have her take a shower.
Sure. So maybe they give the Seinfeld episode with the car and they have like this smelly guy sits in their car and then it gets a stink all over the car and you can't get it out. This is exactly what that made me think of, but I don't think that they would be the asshole for telling them, but there is a bad way to do it. I like what you both mentioned.
Yeah, and on the other hand, you could also do like, if you know she's like having a trouble with something in your life, some mental health things, you could even do something like, let's do like a mental health like spa day and just like get all set up. And that could be another way to do it.
He sounds like a relatively involved brother, like flying her out, like staying at the place. They seem pretty close. I think that it wouldn't be too far to take that step to just be like, hey yo.
Yeah.
You guys, you know Dove makes soap now? It's crazy.
Dove? I've heard of them.
Little Irish Spring.
Little Irish Spring.
Never hurt nobody.
All right, that's all I got for Am I the Asshole. I just wanted to illustrate your great skills, JMO, that you have with talking with people and giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But a lot of people also know, JMO, that know that you have a love for the NBA, and specifically the Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with the Trailblazers this year, JMO?
You know, they're fifth in the West right now. half game out from four, per usual. Have a few starters injured. CJ McCollum and Nurk should be back mid March.
Back that soon?
What?
Nurk's coming back that soon?
Mm-hmm. It's already been almost a month, I think.
Dang, okay.
Since he's been out. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I like the minutes that we're getting from like Anthony and Gary, especially in this time where they like need to step up and help out Dame. And I think it will be helpful for when they come back, for when CJ and Nurk come back. Then when Anthony and Gary come in, and Rodney Hood working himself back into form, it won't, you won't worry as much about those minutes.
It's a long way to say you guys are getting bounced in the second round. That's crazy.
We're Western Conference Finals bound. Guaranteed.
Yeah, all right. No, Dame's looked really good. He started slow, but he's up to, like, what, 29 a game right now?
I believe so, yeah.
And winning solves everything. Like, I know more than anyone, I feel like Portland just can't escape injury, like, ever.
Yeah. CJ was having a banner year.
For sure.
Nurk was working himself back in.
Okay, so J-Mo, where the Trailblazers are at right now, they're fifth, right?
Yes.
Number four is the Suns at 16-9. That would be a fun matchup to see in the playoffs. I don't know if the Trailblazers are beating the Suns, though.
Huh?
I don't know. The Suns have played well sometimes. They're like the second best defensive team in the league this year. Behind the
pretty good.
I wouldn't be so pressed about the Suns personally.
Okay, you want to play the Suns?
Sure.
Who else would you want to play then?
I mean, I wouldn't want to play Denver or Utah.
Okay, you play the Clippers first round?
I mean, I'd want to play the Suns, yes, if that's the question. But I don't think – I wouldn't be too worried about Utah either.
Okay.
I know that they're number one or number two or whatever in the West, but
number one right now, yeah.
Playoffs are a star-driven time, and do they have a top 20 player?
I don't know. They're 22-5 though. They've been hooping. Mike Conley's been hurt too. He's not even playing.
I think they stink. That's just me.
From what I've seen, okay. So yes, usually the Jazz aren't that good. I agree with that. Usually they fall apart. But from what I've seen recently, they've just been hooping. They just look good. They're just making shots.
Yeah, they're on a tear for sure. But I think come a 7-game series, you can play Gobert off the court again.
Yeah.
It's all up to Donovan.
Donnie.
I don't want him in my corner when the going gets tough.
And with the Suns, it's Devin Booker.
Hey, he's in a good one. He's like 36 a night ago.
And Chris Paul hasn't had his yearly injury yet.
True.
He hasn't.
He's a geriatric.
They'll sneak up on him.
Yeah.
Obviously worried about the Lakers, obviously. The Clippers are the Clippers still. They have two star players, one top five player, but the same as like in the bubble, I just don't know if their head is going to be fully in it. It seems like there's constantly turmoil around there.
Yeah.
J-Mo, who in the East has stuck out to you this year?
Sixers.
Because?
Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are clicking finally. They can play at the same time. They have one of the most underrated and best shooters in the league in Seth Curry. They have D. Green?
Danny Green.
Yeah. I mean, I like Danny Green for like a good 3-and-D, average 3-and-D player, which is good for he's doing what they need him to. And Tobias Harris has like a third option. He still can give you 20 a game. Really like that. I like really high on Maxi and Thybul, and Shake Milton has been showing a little something.
Okay.
Yeah, I've also always been really high on Doc Rivers. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I think he's a really solid coach.
If you had said that 5 years ago, I would have said no. You say that now, I think it is hot take.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if Joel keeps playing like this, because like his whole issue for his career has been consistency and effort, really, and it seems like both of those things have taken care of themselves, which is cool. We can talk about this in a little bit, but I think he's got to be the front runner for MVP currently. But yeah, Seth's shooting like at a historic pace right now. Like, I want to say he's like 50-50, like damn near 100, like for the line.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, some of that has to regress, but if they keep playing like this for another 50 games, you know what I mean? Or, I mean, 30 games. I'm not sure. I just feel like a 7-game series when the going gets tough, are they like mentally strong enough to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah, one away from beating Toronto 2 years ago, and I don't know if they can get back to that. I hope so.
Do you guys want to hear what the odds are now
for MVP?
Yeah, let's talk about MVP. Well, J-Mo, who do you want to win MVP at this point?
I want LeBron James.
Okay.
I think, I mean, we've talked about it outside the podcast. I think LeBron is best of all time. He's in his age 35 season, what, like his 17th, 18th season?
Mm-hmm.
Year 18.
Father of three.
Isn't he a father? Oh, yeah. Yeah, three.
Yeah.
Averaging what, like 26, 8, and 8
mm-hmm.
on the defending champions, best team in the tougher conference. I think it's really hard to say it's not LeBron.
I like it.
Okay. So the odds right now have Luka as the number one, plus 400. Giannis at number two at plus 450. Kevin Durant at plus 800. Steph at plus 1,000. Joel at plus 1,000. And LeBron at plus 1,000.
I'm not really a fan of that Luka take. Obviously, having a great season. But, like, you're 14th in the West right now.
Yeah, their team has not been looking that good this year.
Because you could say the same, like, why isn't Bradley Beal up there then?
Yeah. They win the same amount of games, so I don't see why it can't be Bradley Beal. It's just weird how, like, fragile that Dallas team inevitably was, I guess. Because, like, I want to say one of the only key differences is they're shooting, like, a couple percentage points less from three as a team. And they fell off the face of the earth. It's crazy.
They really did, yeah.
Like, Porzingis has been playing. He's been playing well. So, that's not the excuse. You can't use that excuse anymore.
Yeah, they don't have anybody that plays defense on their team, from what I've seen. They just are all, like, shooters, basically, at this point. That's tough when nobody plays defense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I like that Seth Curry-Josh Richardson trade that they did, that swap, because it did give them a little bit more defense on paper, but I just don't know if Josh Richardson is who he's made out to be.
What makes you say that?
I remember when he got traded for in that Jimmy Butler signing trade, and they were the Sixers, as every year they are, like, hyped up on, like, this new addition and supposed to be a young, good two-way player. And he just didn't show it in Philadelphia, and they kind of fell apart and had to retool. Mm-hmm. And now you see him in Dallas in the same, about the same feature role he was in Philadelphia. And they are ideally, if you're swapping out Seth Curry and Josh Richardson, I would think, I know Seth Curry is having a historic shooting year, but I would think on paper with the intangibles, it would be Josh Richardson would be the upgrade, especially with Luka Doncic. And it hasn't been.
Yeah, Josh Richardson's had a really interesting career. Like, he came in as – he was kind of old when he came in, and then this is his third team in 3 years. And I don't think he's ever revisited that form of like his breakout year, you know, because I think
Miami year.
Yeah, because I just looked at his numbers and he is currently shooting 30% from the or from three and 42% from the year, which isn't cutting it on, let's see, five attempts a game. That hurts as a team. Yeah, like last year he only shot 34%, year before that 35%. That one year though, he shot like 38% basically, and that's the one that everyone keeps hoping will resurface whenever they trade for Josh Richardson. But yeah, and there's something to be said about like you bounce from team to team, you have to have some sort of chemistry and like familiarity to like get your feet under you, but like good God.
Yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot about the need for shooting, especially with like such a ball dominant player in Luka Doncic. And that's taking nothing away from Luka, but he is very ball dominant in the same way that James Harden is. They need to build like that James Harden team.
Do you like watching Luka play?
I think he's really good. I think he can be fun at times, but I've noticed recently he gets into that James Harden type zone where it feels like they're just trying to get the foul.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like manipulating the whistle like that.
It's boring to watch. It slows the game down a lot.
Yeah. I can't wait till they draft Corey, though. It's going to be great.
Boring
business. Oh, yeah.
All right, so All-Star break is right around the corner. Let's talk All-Stars. Who do we think our All-Stars should be? So, J-Mo, who you got as your Western All-Stars? You're picking your five.
Okay. Like the starting?
Yeah, just the starters.
Okay. Bron, Jokic, Steph, Kawhi, Luka.
Okay. Trey.
Interesting. Okay. I'll go LeBron, Jokic, Luka. Steph, what am I missing? AD, come on now.
Okay,
come on now.
I'm gonna go LeBron, Jokic, Zion, Steph, and Damian Lillard. I just want to see the most fun people on the court.
Okay,
Zion catching lobs from LeBron and Jokic.
You're so tight. A Steph game backcourt.
But is Anthony Davis not having kind of a down year?
He is. He definitely is. Okay. He's going to turn it around, though. At present time, though, you wouldn't warrant an All-Star starter spot. No, he would not. But in my heart, you asked me.
Yeah, I think he's 23 and
me
8.5. Three assists, less than two blocks.
What about Kawhi? J-Lo, you said you wanted Kawhi. How's Kawhi this year? I feel like I haven't seen the Clippers playing forever.
Yeah. I'm looking at the stats. 26.7 a game. Six boards, five assists. About two steals a game.
I feel like he's a much better three-point shooter than people give him credit for.
What did he shoot?
Or now 39%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is better than I thought.
It's his best year, I think, to date. No, I guess not. It's not true. But he's good. He can shoot the ball.
But no, it is.
Get that year with the Spurs.
I think it was only 38.
15-16, he'd shot 44%.
Oh, whoa, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
That was like his near MVP year. That was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll say it.
All right, let's talk Eastern, the Eastern side. Who are your Eastern All-Stars?
Joel, five times.
Said Joel, KD, Giannis in that front court.
Okay.
The back court, I just don't know. I would say Kyrie. I just don't think he's played enough games to warrant that. So probably,
yeah,
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal. And who's the other one?
Trae Young.
Okay.
I go the same, but I swap out Trae Young for Harden.
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah, I agree with that.
I go Kevin Durant, Embiid, and then Jason Tatum. I don't really care about voting for Giannis. He's going to get in without my help. and then I'd go Bradley Beal, and I might go Zach LaVine. I want to see him just yam in. I think that'd be pretty fun to watch. Him and Kevin Durant, that could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very explosive. Plus, Jason Tatum is always fun to watch. So silky smooth.
Yeah. I mean, I'd give consideration to Jaylen Brown. He's having an incredible year as well.
Yeah, he's been playing well. Okay, so, J-Mo, conference standings. What do you think the playoff picture is going to look like? The season's over.
I think they're going to look similar. I'd say Lakers are going to take that one spot. I think the Jazz are going to come back to Earth at some point. I'd say it would be Lakers, Clippers, Blazers at three. Say Nuggets. The Nuggets, Warriors, Mavericks, Suns. Is that eight, I think?
Yeah.
You think the Mavericks turn it around, huh?
I mean, they're nine right now. Yeah. With the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs are up there. I just don't see – you can never count out the Spurs, but yeah. That was in no particular order besides the top three.
Okay. And you think who's going to the finals then from the left?
Lakers.
Okay. The Lake Show. All right. How about the East? What do you think of the East?
I think it will be pretty similar to how it's looking right now. I think the Heat will inevitably get there. I would say Sixers, Bucks, Nets, Pacers, Celtics, Heat, Raptors, and I'll say the New York Knicks at number eight.
Ooh, okay. They're currently the seventh seed, so.
There needs to be some Julius Randle for MVP consideration. You want to talk about turning around a dog shit franchise?
I want to give Emmanuel quickly a quick shout out.
Give him his flowers. I'm telling you, bro. BBA.
I hated that Derrick Rose trade because it took away from it. Like, I like it because I think Derrick Rose is still like a good player, but like you have Emmanuel Quickley and like RJ Barrett, and you shouldn't be giving up those minutes.
You just like they keep doing that too. I remember like a couple years ago, people were like, "Hey man, just put Frank Nicolita in. Like he might be terrible, but let's see what we have in this guy who was a project for like." For like 4 years, and that is we will not.
The Knicks are right up there with the best franchises to shoot themselves in the foot like every year. Yeah. They never seem to know what they're doing in the draft. They never seem to make good decisions with their coaching staff. It seems like because they fire their coach every other year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always kind of just a bunch of characters coming in and out of that place.
I really like Tibbs though. Always been very high.
Why?
he said for what?
What's your
I think he. I mean, you see, the Knicks have the best defense in the league right now.
Yeah, like, they're in the East. They don't have a winning record even.
But look at their roster. They shouldn't be seven in the East.
Yeah, they don't have winning talent.
Okay.
I think that he makes his players play hard. Like you saw that Bulls team, like with who was it? Like Derrick Rose. You can take Derrick Rose out of it because he was out like a lot in those
prior years.
You had him having Nate Robinson, Luol Deng, Noah Boozer, and Jimmy Butler. Not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler, but those are four players that are now out of the league. I mean, Nate and Carlos are old, but like that, they shouldn't have been challenging LeBron like that at the time. I think he always makes his players play hard.
Yeah.
And fundamentally sound, I'd say.
I get your argument, Jamo. I really do. I just, come on, man. You can't play your starters, all of them, like 37 a game. Obviously,
apparently you can.
But yeah, you can. It doesn't
work.
Yeah.
They have some young legs.
Yeah, it works better with young legs. Yeah, that's true.
I can't wait till they hire me.
They have on 2K.
I'll write the ship. Yeah. Jamo, how are you spending your February 14th?
You know, just chilling, swiping on Instagram, liking all the couple posts. it's been a good day.
Well, what if we did a podium of rom-coms to talk about our love for love?
Before we get into the podium,
okay.
Speaking of love,
okay,
that many of y'all don't have, not me though. Let's talk about the certified lover boy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna drop a bombshell.
I want to talk about Drake.
Drake's gonna be like, I'm married.
No.
Are you gonna drop some breaking news?
I want to talk about Drake. So we delayed the album because he ain't shit. How are we feeling about, like, what do you want from, like, what does he have to prove to you, JMO, that he hasn't already proved before? Like, what does Drake have to say on this album that he hasn't said before?
He doesn't have to prove anything to me.
Okay.
I think he needs to prove that he still got it. Like, it doesn't have to be his best.
Yeah. But it
can't be his worst.
Okay.
And I'm a little nervous for...
out of him.
You want to...
That's hilarious.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Is he with a heart in his hair?
That's one.
That's a red flag.
That's a big red flag.
That's one reason. I don't like seeing him in those TikTok challenges with those 22-year-old women and him dancing around in a gym. It wasn't a good look. It just wasn't chill. One, like, you're also 35. he is bordering, starting to get cringe now.
Mm-hmm. He's showing his age a little bit for sure.
And it's a little scary.
So musically, who would you want on this album to collab with Drake? You know what I mean? Like, who would you want to hear from? Encapsulate the Certified Lover Boy album.
I want to hear some. I mean, it's Drake, so we're gonna hear a few R&B, or a little R&B. I want to see The Weeknd back with Drake. I'd want to see. I think I want to hear Ariana Grande. That's not a collab we've had, but I think that she's on top. He's on top. That would be an epic collaboration. I don't know who else. Want to hear some Doja Cat?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe some Summer Walker.
Okay.
I think SZA is now out of question.
You think so? Yeah. You think he burned that bridge?
Yeah, I believe so. I almost want to hear like a Drake's greatest hits, almost not like, but I want to hear his best that he's had.
See, on that best he's ever had. No, on that on my wave, I kind of want him to go back and make a collab with like an Alicia Keys. I think they could do something cool on this album. I think.
Yeah.
I want to hear him cover some stuff. Like, he's the king of like going back to old beats. Like, he did some Jodeci stuff, just some Drake on some Jodeci beats. I want some real like Marvin's Room vibes from this project, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you're calling yourself the Certified Lover Boy.
It
seems like you're down bad. Let's hear it.
I would like to see it. Nash, do you have any thoughts?
No thoughts.
Wow, humbug.
Dang. Yeah, I'm excited for the project. I'd love to hear some Meg Thee Stallion on there.
Hot girl.
Yes. Some Roddy Ricch would be nice.
As a treat.
Yeah. It's a little dessert.
Mm-hmm. I want some Chloe and Halle.
Okay, yeah.
Cassidy, really.
Yeah.
Okay. I said a good question, though.
There's not many people I wouldn't want to see collab with Drake.
That's fair.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. If anybody collabs with Drake, you're probably going to be more likely to listen to it, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, the Drake stimulus.
He's been able to step in almost any lane and make it pop. Like, yeah.
Just produce.
Like, him and Thug make magic every time they get in the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Future. I love some Future on some Toxicity.
Yeah. What other music have y'all been feeling right now?
I really haven't listened to any new music lately. Nobody's really been releasing stuff, at least that I've seen.
I've been on a lot of throwback vibes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of like, just a lot of, I don't know.
No, me and Trey will send our late night our late night R&B listens.
Yeah.
You're not messing with some Pooh Shiesty?
I'm not hip. You gotta put me on, bro.
Oh, whoa.
You gotta put me on.
Okay.
That's
nice. Okay, one. I will.
All right, but yeah, we can get to the rom-com segment.
Okay. Podium of rom-coms. JMO, do you know how the podium works?
Yes. It correct me if I'm wrong. So it's basically we just say our top three, but we cannot repeat.
Right.
Cannot repeat.
Okay, so JMO, you get to start, so you get the very first pick, and then Trey will go, and then I'll go third. We'll snake you back.
So I say all three.
No, you say your first one.
It's like a draft.
My number one.
Yep.
Okay.
Very interested in this pick.
Me too.
Okay. Say number one. I will preface, I'm not the biggest movie watcher. I don't watch many rom-coms. I did come up with a short list in case one of my picks gets snatched. So at one, I will say Shrek. It's a romantic comedy.
It's traditional, but I like to pick.
it is a romantic comedy. is it not?
Well, I mean, it's made for like children, so.
Well, then you guys are gonna love the rest of my list.
Okay.
Shrek.
Right.
It has the typical taken away from the bad guy, as most rom-coms do, and then coming back. It has a good message.
Is All Star by Smash Mouth a romantic song in your opinion?
It is not.
It's a tone setter.
It is a tone setter.
It is. I just think of what's his name? Gingy. Gingy getting about to get chomped up by Lord Farquaad.
Trey, what's your first pick?
I took a more traditional route.
Okay.
And I'm going,
think I did too.
I'm going Forgetting Sarah Marshall, number one.
That's a solid one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just give me as much Mila Kunis as you can, please and thank you.
Yeah. It's a sequel too, right?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But he's not Mila Kunis.
You're sure right, he's not.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is kind of older, but I recently watched this summer, and I thought it was really good. It is When Harry Met Sally. It's an oldie, okay, but a goodie. I'm gonna say that. For my second pick, I have a great bond with this movie. I have only watched it intoxicated before, and it was One Things I Hate About You.
Okay, a little Heath Ledger.
Yep, and some JGL. Great, a little drunk. You would love it. Fun times.
Can I make a confession?
Sure.
I've never watched either of those films before.
That's okay.
All right.
I have not either.
Okay. On to my second pick. We're going to go with Friends with Benefits. Another classic.
Okay, yes, yes.
From Trey.
But JT and Mila Kunis, pretty good.
Isn't he, like, getting canceled right now? Just Timberlake?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
They're on his head top.
He didn't help out Britney Spears.
Or something. He did something, yeah.
I feel like it's unsurprising to me that you like a movie called Friends with Benefits.
All right. Make your picks, goddamn it.
Okay, my second pick, I pick Hitch.
Hitch. Okay, Hitch is good.
Will Smith and Kevin James. A great movie. Typical, like, I don't know. I think it's a good story. It's very interesting. Like the idea of like the love doctor not being able to find love himself.
J-Mo, do you like Will Smith or Kevin James in it more?
Will Smith. I'm a big Will Smith fan. Been watching a lot of Fresh Prince recently.
I bet you're a big Kevin James fan too.
He's good in Grown Ups.
Is that the only other Kevin James movie you can name?
There's that one where he's a boxer. I don't know.
Yeah, so yes.
He didn't say Mall Cop.
Oh, with Mall Cop. What else? He's in King of Queens.
That's not a movie, but yep.
I watched him on Hot Ones.
That's also not a movie, but okay.
I like the host of Hot Ones a lot.
He's yeah.
Like, he kind of bugs me.
Why? He doesn't do anything. Yeah.
He's fine, but he's like, he always has the same tone. Like, he always has the same kind of interviews, in my opinion.
He's about his business, and that's it.
He's about his business, he's about his wings.
He's a character. Like, the way he has his interviews, that's how I imagine talking to me in real life as well. Like, okay.
I want authenticity like from my interviewer. Yeah.
Okay. Trey, what is your... Wait, J-Mo, you have to make two picks, J-Mo. What's your last
pick? So my last pick... a newer classic to all the boys that I'm playing. Love, Simon.
Okay.
I think I like, it's an interesting twist on the typical rom-com. I feel like you see, also I like the inclusivity of it. There's not many same-sex rom-com love stories. I like how it's typically in those movies, the popular guy is very like homophobic, basically. And this story puts a twist on that of like the popular guy being closeted and like really having trouble with it and in the end finding love. Okay. And so I really like that. I think it sends like a good message and one that a lot of kids nowadays or any day for that matter could relate to.
Sure. I like it. I've never seen that movie before.
Okay. It's a really cute movie.
Okay, that's what I said.
Like Shrek.
Like, you know. And green. My last pick does not involve Mila Kunis, unfortunately. But
Breaking the Street.
It's Someone Great, a Netflix classic. It involves Gina Rodriguez, who's also being canceled.
She's been.
Yeah. And Lakeith Stanfield, big fan of him.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a good movie.
What's it about?
It's something great.
He has to move. She was in a long-term relationship. They break up because she had to move across the country for a new job.
Tough.
Yeah, and she has to come to terms with the fact that love's not, it's not a real relationship. She can't have it, you know? Okay. It's not meant to be.
Is that a good ending? Is that happy or sad?
No, it's sad.
Oh.
But she finds herself.
Okay. A different kind of love is found.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Arguably, the more important.
Yeah.
You have to love yourself before you can love someone else.
A common theme for Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I will say Valentine's Day only has as much power as you give it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today is probably just another kind of day.
Today's just Sunday.
It's just a Sunday. That's how I thought of it.
Yeah. What's your last pick?
Anyways, okay, my last pick. I'm actually glad I got to put this one on my podium and trade in because it has LeBron in it.
Train wreck.
With Bill Hader.
Okay.
He's a funny guy. Amy Schumer's pretty good in it too. I like her dad. Dad's funny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, LeBron is also plays the best friend role really well.
Yeah. It's a good movie. JMO, I meant to ask you earlier, have you seen Malcolm and Marie yet?
No, I want to.
It's solid. I don't watch a lot of movies, but that was pretty good.
Okay. It's really weird to me, like, seeing Zendaya play, like, an adult character, like, in a movie. Like, obviously, I know she's an adult, but I'm just not used to it. Seen her on Shake It Up. I've seen her on the one episode of Euphoria I watched. the half an episode of Euphoria I watched.
Okay.
Did it scare you, JMO?
It didn't scare me. it frightened me.
So it was
not in the typical way. Not in the I'm scared, in the ew, this is scary.
Important distinction.
You're a man of many words, JMO.
I have one more question.
Okay. I don't have any other questions for JMO.
It's for the group.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What is the worst state that you would accept living in?
I would accept living in?
I don't know. I think I'd be pretty particular about the state I'm living in.
Like, what's the worst one that you could actually live in?
Oregon.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question. JMO, do you have one?
I have a lot of states I wouldn't live in.
Yeah, well, okay. I can think of two.
Pretend you're JMO, you were banned from Oregon, which is probably coming any day now.
Yeah, probably.
Like, and you had to live somewhere else. Like, think of it like that. Look at a map.
Yeah, I am. say Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Okay. That's
pretty solid.
It's just not really my vibe. I feel like that wouldn't be my vibe, but they have some.
I could do it. I could live in Florida.
Okay, Florida's a good one also. I feel like that could be fun though.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to say, like, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Yeah. Peter Griffin.
Taking it, yeah.
All right, JMO. Thanks for being on Kicks and Flicks.
Yes.
Miss you. Come visit us soon.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. And, well, Trey, that was a good talk with JMO. What'd you think of it?
That was dog shit.
No, yeah, we're never having him back on again.
Love JMO, miss JMO. Shout out JMO, matter of fact. Shout out Kristen as well.
Shout out to Kristen.
And yeah, do you have any other shout outs you'd like to make?
Shout out to, I don't know. Shout out to Steph Curry.
Shout out to Steph Curry, for sure.
All right, Trey, who do we do it for?
Seth Curry.